Does everybody eat ass here?
You are looking at the astronaut first. I was the first man
in ass space.
A woman's ass in the tri-state
area. You were Louis Astrong.
Oh my God.
1,000%.
You were very much the 808s and heartbreaks.
Yeah, I was. I did that so hopefully y'all wouldn't have to go through that.
No, I wanted to go through it. I still go through it.
No worry and mouth.
I said bounce. What? I need cash in large amounts like, woo, make it count. I need cash in large amounts like, woo, I said bounce. I need cash in large amounts like, woo, make it count.
I've met your father before. You were raised right. The hell is going on?
Why are you telling everybody I drink my
That's our intro.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Nothing. Rory's bougie.
It was cool when it was like before its time. Now you can get like a way cooler seltzer that's flavored and
but
shit.
But this isn't a seltzer though.
Like, oh my God, I have a White Claw. Like, oh, give me the White Claw.
Have you both had a White Claw before?
I have had a White Claw before.
And?
I think I'm going to pass.
Well, I know you don't drink, but.
White Claws.
Okay. Okay.
Gotta bleep that out.
No, I just leave it as is. What were the ones before? Oh, Lime-a-ritas. Remember Lime-a-ritas?
Oh,
of course. Yeah. That was the thought. Those are the thought-a-ritas.
The thought juice.
Yeah.
Thought-a-ritas. Yeah, I remember.
There was a time, it was a brief time, maybe about 2 weeks, where I had had Lime-a-ritas with Mighty Wings from McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The fact that you're still alive to tell the tale is crazy.
Oh, please. I had four Locos before the recall.
Same.
Yikes. So
same.
My blood is made of iron.
We were making jungle juice at LIU with the original four Locos, Everclear, Devil Springs, and we were just like...
I could make a case that everybody that had COVID had a four Loco before. I think that's when they put the seed of COVID
I'm
in
not
you.
Gonna lie. Probably.
Makes sense. 1,000%.
Yeah. If you had a four Loco... You definitely had
so
COVID.
Four Loco killed all our grandparents?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I can joke like that because they're dead.
Oh my gosh.
They don't care.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yes, our intro, that was Emotional Orange's Bounce, available on all streaming platforms right now. Go get that record. I think it'll be a cool summertime joint since...
EO.
They do that EO. At the bands, at the concerts.
Yes, that's where I got it from, Rory.
Were you singing along?
Absolutely.
Well, you were saying, I wasn't even saying EO, EO, EO. Because it also sounds weird, and if you don't have context, it sounds like you're saying EO, which is like...
You.
Yeah. And if you don't know the context of that, sorry if you're progressive.
This is the new Rory and Maul podcast. The pink one is Rory, the black one is Maul.
That's racist.
That's crazy.
It's also true.
I'm not black.
You OJ.
Okay.
You Candace.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was OJ.
We gotta get some structure to this.
You Biden.
Pod.
Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I'm Rory.
I'm Maul.
And we are back. How was the 4th, y'all? Well, I mean, we were actually together, but how was like the night of the 4th? Let me just say this. Niggas have Disneyland fireworks. I don't know where they're getting it from. Some of these fireworks are shaking entire buildings.
Yeah.
I'm not... These are the fireworks that Mickey waves to everybody while these are going off like 500 yards behind him.
For the commercial, too. Yeah, not like, even the real ones.
I don't understand. Where are you niggas getting Disneyland-level fireworks from?
It's weird how things have changed because the beginning stuff now that you don't even turn around for was the grand finale in like the 90s and early 2000s.
Right.
They're starting before the sun even goes down. It's a grand finale from 2002.
Now, I will say this, though. On the ride home that night, 4th of July, it was very pretty on the highway, like just riding through different neighborhoods and just seeing like the fireworks. But it's some of y'all got to let Disneyland do the Disneyland shit. Like, it's okay to get some sparklers or some colorful.
Yeah.
But the shit that really like shakes the structures of buildings and rattles windows, we should stop doing that in these small neighborhoods.
Well, I thought I was being like a hero, even though we had a very small, intimate 4th of July here on my roof. I was like, oh, I'll go get some fireworks down the block, you know, thinking it wouldn't be crazy on this street. I didn't even need to light them. The block right here was Disney World.
Yeah, it was enough. It was and then, enough for you and everybody else in this side of town.
And then I had to remember the projects are a few blocks down, and I should have known better that there would have been...
You should have.
Mickey Mouse of Marion Gardens. outside.
Absolutely. But so how was the night?
It was cool, man. It was first time using that grill. So I had to get the kinks out. It was a first time grill. Not really my favorite. The skewers. No, it's propane.
Propane? Okay.
Yeah. But you know, I had to let the propane run for a long time because it's a new grill. But
yeah, gotta get it hot.
We met Eden's girlfriend. That's all that mattered.
Oh man.
How was that?
It was good, right? Right.
She got ass.
No, we met her. Okay. We would have to answer that question.
Yeah, why are you talking?
Oh no, it was good. It was good. How do you know? You've already met her.
It was good.
Yes, very, very pretty and sweet girl. I think way too good for Eden, because I really know Eden.
I said, were you surprised? Like,
no, I wasn't. No, I wasn't surprised.
The caliber of woman that walked in.
No, come on. We know Eden's into some freaky shit, so we know he can pull his fair share.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
So no, I wasn't going in thinking she wouldn't be beautiful or sweet. Just, I don't know. I thought she was just a little too good for him. But I feel like Eden trained her via text message on her way here.
I didn't.
And that's where I was. That's why I was a little upset.
You gave her the don't talk to no one. Don't look in their eyes. Don't ask for anything.
No.
Don't ask to use the bathroom.
No.
Yes.
No.
She soiled herself.
No, never. Never. I told her, just come. Wait. Come over to Rory's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
not come on demand. Can your girl come on demand?
I mean, when I tell her to. Oh, sorry.
I'm just asking a question.
Really?
He said it when I tell her to.
Question.
I mean, it's fine.
I'm about to say she's a keeper. If she can come on demand, oh Jesus! You listen. Don't you ever
save some time too?
Don't. Sorry, yeah, I'm about to say, don't you ever let her go.
But yeah, she she was dead quiet the entire time.
Mm-hmm. She's very shy.
No, I don't think she's shy at all. I think that
that's
you coached her.
Say. Yeah, that's what all boyfriends say.
I think she's super talkative.
She doesn't know any English.
She's really shy. Wow. Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yo, why your girl wasn't, she didn't say nothing. Nah, she don't know no English. Okay.
She knows English.
What was the question that they just refused to answer and just kept dancing around? I was asking, like, I wasn't even being like, there's, you know, the asshole that asks your man's girlfriend when the first time they meet him. Just very like asshole-y type questions. I wasn't even doing
that. He was asking very personal questions.
You are bringing that.
I asked how they met, and I feel like she was like,
"We met
Eden."
Are we talking about how Eden?
Anytime I asked a question, she looked
out of the friend zone. We gonna talk about that?
Well, yeah.
Excuse me. What?
Oh, so the journey begun.
Look what she did.
And you know what? No, I had a new respect for Eden after hearing some of that. Eden,
just say.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you, Eden got it out the friend zone mud. He really got it out the mud.
Oh.
He fought his way through.
I talked my way.
The beaches of Friend Zone Normandy.
Friend Zone Normandy.
With Tom Hanks and the guy that played Roger Maris in 61. And they made it to the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they got to the tower, they killed their ex, aka the sniper.
Right.
Mm.
Then they ran into the big gun. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that's like,
yeah,
it's like welded into the thing, and you can't even, it's got ship. Like that little thing.
I believe it's called I don't know.
It's called the rebound from the ex that she really likes.
Okay.
And that's a hard guy to beat.
Yeah,
beating the ex-boyfriend is actually pretty easy because he's probably done some fuck shit and he doesn't have time on his side.
Yeah,
maybe.
The rebound is the guy that she's known forever and always kind of wanted to fuck. And he can do no wrong because he's never had an opportunity to do no wrong.
Right.
So he just looks like the golden welded gun on the side of the fucking tower of the Normandy Beach. And Eden flanked around that shit, hit him with the Call of Duty, like when you have no more bullets left and have to stab him.
Uh-huh.
He got that rebound. He Dennis Rodman that rebound, and he took over the gun.
Is that how y'all met?
It's a little faint from
on
here.
On Twitch, they met on Twitch.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Y'all met on Twitch?
No, we didn't.
Oh, Twitch. Say, what?
Not that much of a nerd.
I was about to say, I knew you were a nerd, but like,
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, but not that much of a nerd.
No.
So okay, your girlfriend came over and met the family.
Oh, you're not gonna. That's it. You were just gonna leave it there.
Well, I wanted you to speak. Oh. I was bigging you up. I thought it was kind of ill how you got through. Man, I was using metaphors.
I asked Eden how he got out the friend zone, and she said he ate his way through her coochie. That's what she said. That's how he got out the friend zone. This is what she said.
Wait, what? Okay, let's slow down. Was this like consensual eating? Like,
yes, this was consensual.
Oh, because she's just saying like y'all were friends and you just started eating pussy.
Something tells me non-consensual acts of sex wouldn't get you out of the friend zone. Might put you in jail.
But the way she said like with friends and he just ate his way out the friend zone, like what happened before that?
But I had asked, which this was one of the questions that didn't get answered. I was like, wait, so you gave him some pussy in the friend zone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't. I don't even.
Yeah,
know
y'all skipped
me.
Around that shit. Me and Rory asked. Like,
oh no! And then
ways.
I followed up, and then you ignored my follow up email, and I said, per my last email, how did he get pussy in the friend zone?
That's I didn't even know you asked that. Wow. Okay.
I bet you didn't.
How
we were sitting closer than we're sitting right now.
That is true.
And you didn't hear him.
And I didn't hear him
twice. I was looking in his eyes because I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We just got close because we talked a lot. Mm. So when we FaceTimed a lot, so that was the thing I was telling you, or you and Damaris, which was like, you know, we would FaceTime and I'd hear about her day, and that's all really what a woman wants. They just want you to they just want to talk.
Yeah, just
and
talk.
All you're doing is not listening to Damaris
and talk. Yeah, and you know, and then that's really it. And then
you
know,
so you listened and ate your way out.
No, I want to know how you got in between her legs. This is it's like y'all keep skipping around this question.
I definitely used
listened to the
like,
day so well.
I definitely
he nodded his head like, so God, much damn. That she was like, I think I need to see that head nod between my legs.
Well, he does listen for a little. He's an engineer. He listens.
There you go.
Living.
See, so you yeah. know,
so she fell right into the trap.
I played the you should just let me cuddle with you move.
Like we you look should, like you still get like,
you know
all.
What? Yeah, it's nice to know that move still works.
Yeah. It does. It
That's
did.
Good to know.
And yeah. it did. And then I went to cuddle. And then next thing you know, we're not cuddling. Well, I was cuddling with my head.
So, we can see
she got some nice thighs.
While we talking about Eden, we got to talk about this girl. She knew she was going to give Eden some. She knew you can't you play that cuddle game. Like she knew she was going to let you get some.
I did the you know what the lead up was. I did the I don't like you kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like the old school, which is not healthy.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah,
the okay. ignore, like the bully, like the junior high. Yeah. move. Yeah,
like look at this girl.
So you can't admit that these were moves in order to conquer this lovely woman.
Subconsciously, they were.
Okay,
I didn't do it. Like I wasn't like this is step A.
And how long have y'all been together?
Yeah,
10 months.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I think it was? I think Eden move. He did the Eddie Haskell move, and I think I'm aging myself. I'm sure you guys don't know who Eddie Haskell is.
Who the fuck is Eddie Haskell?
Leave It to Beaver.
He
pretended to be like the really nice guy, but he was really a shithead in reality. I think Eden did the I'll listen to your day thing and be supportive and all that shit that usually puts you in the friend zone because women don't like nice men. And I think she was like, oh, I think I just finally think I just need a nice guy, and he's been so supportive. Let me just see what this is like. And then Eden's eyebrows rose up like, oh, I'm really the devil.
I went to town. I did my thing.
He got his one shot, his one opportunity to see everything he ever wanted.
You guys are not helping my argument that men and women can be platonic friends and stay at each other's houses. You're actually like...
That's
oh, they killed you for that one.
But
first of all, they killed the match for that one.
But what's
and I'm so glad. I felt like I was on a lone island on that one. And I knew I wasn't.
Ed never said he wanted to be the platonic friend.
No, he never did.
There's a difference. If two people say they want to be the platonic friend, it's possible.
My scenario was that in that case, that girl was very like blasted.
She can't sleep over there if she FaceTimes him all day talking about his day because she might let him be their pussy. And then they'll be in a relationship on my roof.
On your roof. That's
callback.
On your relationship started.
Callback. Speaking of Rory's roof that he almost set on fire.
I did not.
He almost set it on fire. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Please don't tell Rory this because he's going to show y'all he can grill every day. He's going to be on that.
No, it was no. First of all, he grilled up.
Oh, fireworks.
Yeah, it was the fireworks. He grilled up really well.
Oh, you let the fireworks go from the roof? Why you didn't go from the roof?
I mean, they didn't really leave the roof.
Because we was already up on the roof. You know, it's mad stairs on the shit. I don't want to walk all the way.
No, I would have went in the street. Fuck that. I'm not saying no, not up there. First of all, it's a finished deck. First of all, it's like finished is nice.
Well, it was outside.
Oh, no, I went on the other side of the deck.
Oh, no.
No, but that's the way. Come on, it's all.
I was just afraid one little spark was going to fall through the roof. I was terrified.
Oh, no, because it's got the finish right now. Listen, if I got this crib used from someone else, I wouldn't have done that. It's got that fire paint shit on it now that's gonna last at least a year.
Yeah. Well, after we're dead and gone, that shit lasts.
Well, I have homeowners insurance, and maybe I was trying to get rid of this thing
and get
some ROI on this place.
Absolutely, I get it. So y'all met Eden's girlfriend.
Yeah. We love her.
Set off some fireworks. Eden, did you set off some fireworks when you got home?
Did you let
her know that she was the El Padrone, Big Papi? Is that what she calls you? You look like you like her to call you Big Papi.
Why Big Papi?
Because that hair, the slick back hair, is Big Papi.
He's wearing Playboy socks.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a Playboy bunny?
Playboy sweats.
Oh, I didn't even.
Look at Cardi B's fucking marketing.
I love Cardi B.
See how Cardi B.
See how he put that together.
Is that Cardi?
No, it's not Cardi B on my leg.
You cannot be wearing Cardi B sweats. I like Cardi B, but you can't wear Cardi
love
B sweats.
You can't wear her sweats.
It's all about support. We love the Bronx.
Absolutely.
He can support his brethren in Bronx.
So what else, man? What else happened after that? Was it? Rory almost set the house on fire.
We ate Rory's burgers. Really they were actually really good.
Okay.
Damaris platonically slept over and nothing happened.
Oh.
There goes your fucking theory.
Okay.
She's also single.
Do we know that this week?
That's what she says.
Yep.
That she said every time I ask her, she says I'm single. Literally every time I've asked Damaris, are you single? She says yes. Yup. I'm like, oh, yup. Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm just asking.
Anyway.
But Damaris move, she always going to say she.
Anyway.
She move how I move. I'm always going to say I'm single.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So my girl can't spend a night at Rory's house. He has friends. They think alike. I'm single. Yeah, I know. I know.
Look at Damaris.
If women are in my house, Damaris is the threat, not me.
Right.
She's the predator?
Right.
I'm the one saving the girls from Damaris. Like, no,
that's
no,
why her boyfriend is tripping. Yeah, he's like, yo, she is the predator. Y'all gotta watch out for her when she start drinking. She gonna eat somebody's ass.
Damn. Just skip the pussy. I know it's the horny cast we get out of this, but
it's my last.
But people that just go straight to eating ass are kind of, as someone that eats ass, if you go straight to the ass,
don't do that. I appreciate somebody who goes straight.
Does everybody eat ass here?
You are looking.
Why y'all got mad quiet?
You are looking at the astronaut. I was the first man
in
to
ass
eat
space.
A woman's ass in the trajectory.
You were Louis Armstrong.
Oh
my God.
1,000%. I was preaching that back in the early 2000s. Niggas was looking at me like, oh, what are you be doing that? I'm like, yo, y'all don't do that?
I will say that is ahead of your time.
Yeah.
You were definitely ahead of your time.
I was ahead of now look at everybody. You were
very much the 808s and heartbreaks. Of
I was. I did that so hopefully y'all wouldn't have to go through that.
No, I wanted to go through it. I still go through it. It's still something I can't shake.
Wait, so okay, Maul does. Rory?
Yeah, of course. Paisley does too.
Rory's Irish. Are you kidding me?
Damaris
eats ass.
Women's ass.
Fair answer.
I'm not jacking it. I'm not letting Damaris get
it.
You definitely licked a nigga's ass before.
Word to my life, I never licked no
You never licked no taint?
When has word to my life ever held any weight?
Right.
Even I know niggas that lied on their kids on my word to my son. Yeah. You ain't even seen that nigga in 9 months. Don't tell me word to your son.
Mary,
go pick him up, matter of fact.
Mary said that the whole My Life album and lied.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, I ain't never ate a nigga ass. Word, heard you. Heard you.
You never licked no taint?
Heard you.
I hate the word taint. It's so gross.
So she has
taint.
Like no fucking taint.
But yeah, so happy 4th of July.
I
didn't think we were still celebrating 4th of July and everyone was celebrating it.
Oh, everyone was celebrating the day off and the ability to purchase fireworks on a regular basis.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's all it was. What the fuck did you do? Asking about all our personal business.
You left early.
He didn't leave that early.
No, I left at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but you would have left early if you could get an Uber.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, I still had plans to go home and Pat thought I was going away.
That is true.
Go pack. I had shit to do. So that was it. And then I knew it was going to be crazy once the fireworks started in Manhattan getting out of Jersey.
Yeah.
I was trying to beat all of that. So that was it. But it was good to see, like I said, riding home, the fireworks. It was very pretty. But like I said, these Disney level fireworks have got to stop though. You can't be having Disney level fireworks in a residential block. Like, that's just absolutely crazy. Dogs are having heart attacks. I'm pretty sure bunch of dogs, like every year that happens, like from the fireworks, you know, shit like that.
Though, I mean, I wasn't with Baze this 4th of July, but I have been with her every other one. And she's actually not too bad with it.
Yeah?
How old is Baze? 4?
3.
3.
Yeah.
3.
All right. Well,
her adoption day is July 11th.
Wow.
So we celebrated her birthday on April 29th.
Oh.
You know, July 11th is her official adoption day.
So, Damaris,
where I got the paperwork.
So we got to shout her out at the party.
Baze is a what then? April 29th?
She's a Taurus.
There you go.
Oh, we're both Taurus.
Wow.
Twins.
Want to take a moment to send prayers and condolences to the anyone affected Highland Park in Chicago. That was Chicago, right?
I was in Illinois.
Illinois.
The Chicago area.
Prayers and condolences to anybody affected by that. Once again, I don't know how many mass shootings we've had since we talked about the mass shooting at the grocery store in Buffalo. Probably up to like at least 30 now, I think.
Yeah.
Since then. Clearly, you know, gun control is an issue in this country. I don't know, you know, the answer and what to do about it, but obviously something needs to be done. with these assault rifles and background checks on people being able to purchase guns. I do think you should be able to own a gun. You know, you should be able to protect yourself and things like that. But
if you're fit,
I would just encourage everybody to just watch your surroundings, be careful, be safe, because you do have to go out and be social. But you know, do it at a very, very cautious and aware pace is what I'll say.
Hey, on some, just because that always makes me somber when we talk about mass shootings. I listened to French and Harry Fraud's album over the 4th of July weekend.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
And I don't want to sound like I'm being dismissive when I say this or like a backhanded compliment, but holy shit, that album is good. I was kind of shocked.
I mean,
I think I've always loved French. His last few projects, I felt like French has kind of more just been focusing on Let Me Keep a Hot Record rather than a hot album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This Harry Fraud project, he wasn't chasing a single fucking single. He just made a great fucking album.
That's it.
I'm gonna be
and
honest.
Has French gotten better? Like the way Jimmy is getting better. Like French was rapping and saying some shit on that album.
I think when you stick to
which he hasn't done in a minute. To me,
but that's, I think that when you go back to your core,
yeah,
and with him and Harry Fraud, the chemistry that they've had over the years, I think, you know, when you go back to that, just that core sound, that energy that you're used to and you're comfortable in, this is French's comfort zone working with Harry Fraud.
Yeah.
So I think that was good to see them working together. But so the album came out and I didn't listen to it. And then I had seen on chart data that Montega debuts at number 46 on this week's Billboard 200 with 14,300 sold copies. And
independently as well.
Independently. So, first of all, congrats to French on that independent move. But this is, reading this is what made me download the project. Because I was like, he debuted at number 46. I was like, damn. I was like, I would have expected it to be a little higher with him and Harry Fraud. But then I go and listen to the project and I'm like, oh, they're just sleeping on this project. Nobody's checking for it because this is a good album.
It wasn't marketed or made for Billboard for what French is expected from the DSP Billboard worlds. Like they want to put on the front page when French has a single with Swae Lee.
Right.
They're not trying to do the, oh, you got a bunch of New York rappers and you're actually rapping. Mm-hmm. This shit felt like mac and cheese with an adult perspective.
Yeah.
like older
mac and cheese.
Yeah. Like next day leftover, which Damaris and I were just talking about. I think leftover Big Mac and cheese is better than when it comes out the oven.
Amazing.
Yeah, French is talking on that shit. Like I was
really good. Really good
surprised.
Album, man. I like the joint with Ross. Like the joint with ESTG.
Benny and Kiss got Benny, off on it.
Yeah, like it's some good records on there. So I was like I said, I heard about the album because I saw that it debuted at number 46 and I was like, oh shit, let me go check it out just because I missed it. And then when I heard it, I was like, oh, people are must not be checking for French right now, because this album is really good features. The production, Harry Fraud is, you know, that's a no-brainer. We know what that's going to sound like.
And I was talking with people not from the New York area about it over the weekend too. Like the way you and I kind of revere El Capo and, you know, just more so from that era of active rappers that are still putting out music that's really good.
Yeah.
Because it still feels so very much New York. Mm-hmm. And while this one does, it doesn't in that way. Whereas Out of Towners might not love El Capo the same way we do. French's album has a New York sound, obviously, because it's Harry Fraud, but
yeah,
it doesn't have that same shit. It is definitely more masses when it comes to regions.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't just give you full New York vibes on it.
Yeah.
Throughout.
And I was, and the fact that it's Harry Fraud, I was like features like Babyface Ray. Like,
yeah,
man, Babyface
sure.
Ray on the Harry Fraud beat. Mm-hmm. ESTG, Ross, Quavo. You know what I mean? Like I was like, okay, it's interesting.
And bringing them into the Harry Fraud world, not
right,
the other way
right.
around. So
it was a good album, man. I liked it. Shout out to Harry Fraud, shout out to French, Montega. Available now in your DSPs. Really good project, man. So
don't
support that.
Ask me what my rap albums of the year are yet, but I don't think I'm crazy by saying that's a contender for pretty high up.
This is a really good
pretty
album.
High up. I'm not saying it's number one, but it's no. definitely high up there.
Yeah, no, this was a good, really good project, so man. French and Harry should definitely be proud of this project. Because again, you can't control what an album is going to stream or sell. Yeah,
especially when you're your doing job this type of music.
Yeah, your job is to just put out good art that's going to stand up. And you know, when people find it and go back to it, it still sounds good. And I think that French and Harry, they accomplished that on this project.
I finally listened to Lupe's album.
Yeah, really good, right?
It is. It definitely is.
Drill Music and Zion, Lupe Fiasco. Really dope project. I talked about it on the last show. And then I heard that he recorded this, allegedly recorded the project in a week.
A week?
In the living room with a $100 microphone.
I believe it.
Yeah, some of it doesn't even sound like filters. It just sounds like a shitty mic, but in a way that is purposely supposed to sound.
I think that that's beautiful. I think that that's hip hop.
I never know.
That's if we talking about what's hip, that's hip hop.
That's hip hop.
Recording the album in your living room on a shitty mic, you know. And Lupe has access to studios and that if he wants that, obviously. But I think that this was like this might have started out as a passion project. Like he just got motivated and then looked up and had like 8 joints done.
Yeah,
and was like, I'm putting this out.
Or just like an addictive impulse real quick.
Yeah.
Like maybe just had an impulse to rap and got this amount of records in that impulse.
These are his, like, he doesn't post much. He doesn't tweet much. So these are like his tweets. These are like his IG stories. He just was like,
he be getting his social media shit off in certain moments.
Oh, when he wants to show you that, he'll slice your fucking head off with a Ginsu. And like when he wants to show you that, then yeah, he's on Instagram going crazy.
Lupe might be the most dangerous Chicago rapper on the low.
No, I don't think it's on the low.
In hand-to-hand combat, you're going to lose to Lupe.
I don't think it's on the low.
The last record I thought was brilliant. Sad, but brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first verse is just saying too many rappers get killed. That's the verse. And then just lets the 16 rock in silence.
Yeah.
And then begins to
show us how great of a rapper he is.
And analyze this current state of hip hop and the violence amongst rappers within 3 verses. That is just drastically different than anything I've heard recently, but
yeah,
really good project.
Drill Music and Zion, Lupe Fiasco, available now on your DSPs.
We have a podcast coming out that was filmed in December of 2020. I filmed with you at least in December of 2020.
Yes.
That comes out. Well, it's out today. It's currently out. It's in your YouTubes right now.
Wow. Yes.
On the tubes.
Episode 1.
And we will link it under the YouTube video as well.
And when you're listening to this, it is out, but I haven't titled it yet, so I don't really know what it's called.
You don't know what the video is called?
The series in itself. I mean, the series is for, well, again, if you've heard this by now, finally with this fucking album I've been talking about for 2 years.
Woo!
The first single is out on July 12th.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Bow, bow.
It feels less than a congratulations, more of you ripped something off my back and I can finally walk again.
Yeah.
Not congrats for making it up the hill. Thank you for getting this shit off my back type of shit.
That's
so I can continue to the next hill.
That's the caption right there.
One hill at a time.
Tell Biggs to put that
black and white.
One hill at a time?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get people off your back so you can get to the hill that you're carrying them. All right. So I had this idea, which I've briefly talked about, I think before, that there's a whole, I don't even want to call it a podcast, a video content series around the album where each episode is about specific records and we're not really talking about the music, rather the content of it. And that's the conversation.
Right.
So we're not even really talking about the music. We're just picking topics from the song and it's becoming a podcast.
That's right.
So that's, which very much is the rollout. Like it's not, I'm not being cryptic with this. Like, it's like, I wanted y'all to like feel what I was feeling. No, this is a rollout. This is me saying, hey, you guys do not know me as an artist. You know me as a podcaster. So let me ease y'all into this shit with podcasting before we get to the song. Mm-hmm. That's the best rollout I could come up with as far as transferring a fan base. I think it was fully transparent.
It was fun. It was fun. It was, you know, experimental. And sometimes that's it. It doesn't need to be anything else other than that. It was fun. You had fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense around the project. It makes sense to talk about it, to talk about the content.
Yeah.
And this is what you do. You talk. You're a podcaster.
You talk.
And the only like deeper meaning of the series is sometimes people don't necessarily have to like the music to relate to the content. Mm-hmm. Because the people I brought into these sessions for the video series are people that I don't think are R&B heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like I purposely did that. I could have brought in all the R&B people and been like, tell me how great I am. I brought a bunch of people that I know more to be hip hop heads at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of an experiment to be like, yeah, you may not like sonically what this sounds like, but this is all things that we can relate to and vice versa with hip hop. Cause I could do this even crazier with hip hop and R&B fans
mm-hmm.
as far as pulling content and conversations from shit.
Right.
But it was just a way to one, come up with an easy rollout to bring a community that, you know, I've built and am appreciative for the last however many years
mm-hmm.
to a new space. But it also was like, let me see if I can get a bunch of people that don't particularly go straight to R&B to talk about it.
Right.
And that's what the fuck we did.
Oh yeah.
So the single is out when?
It's July 12th.
Mm.
I Want You More Than You Know.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Shelly, FKA Drum, and Alex Isley.
Yes.
Which was great. I invited you and Damaris to the session with Alex Isley. But, you know.
It doesn't matter. We don't even have that footage anymore. So none of us were there.
Why would you have to remind me that?
Stop.
None of us were there.
Part of my rollout was lost with our cameras.
It's okay. It's all right.
But yes, check that out now. That's the YouTube page. I don't have the URL, but it's just Rory.
Just search up Rory.
And yeah. Episode one is out now. Single will be out on the 12th. Having a little private shindig on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Maul's gonna bring the hose.
We have a busy week.
Maul, you're bringing the hose?
I can.
Well, I can't be excited.
Hire
for that. Sorry,
I guess. I don't know. No, just keep the money circulating, man.
Are we all allowed to bring a date?
According to you, we can't go.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Damaris booked a spot that only allows four people. So we have to pay. I think I'm going to go for like a second. And then let my mom come in.
Yeah. And I'll stick
and
my
then
arm
my mom's going to leave. Right. And then you can go in.
Right. I specifically said, Rory, let's have a single release party. He said, yes, I want to do something like that anyway. He said, let's keep it extremely intimate. Friends and family, 40 to 50 people. Do you guys want to know how many people are on that fucking guest list currently?
200.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't even like promoted it.
Oh.
I'm saying even to my friends. Like.
Then he writes in the Hudson
tomorrow.
Chat, our staff chat, and says, hey guys, just have your friends sign up. I'm in the
yeah,
like,
he did
what
say
the
that.
What the fuck is going on with him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to collect data.
Right.
100%. Yeah, you got to put your email in.
Email, yeah.
Trying to collect data, email. So you know what he's doing.
and first of all, I thought we had the bigger room. So I initially said, like, yeah, 40, 50 people, something really small. Then I could have sworn, which I'm wrong all the time. And we could go back, and I'm sure I was wrong. I swore Damaris said we had the bigger room that was like 150 people. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Tell people to bring their friends.
Mm-hmm. Never said.
Did not you the case.
Did you
Damaris shuts room? Down the RSVP link at like 12 people. So my phone
shut it down at 55.
My phone is blowing up like, yo, bro, I can't even, like family members, like I can't even go. Like,
your dad.
Yo, can I buy a ticket from you?
Did Hove
I'm like,
text
well,
you?
It's free, but.
Did Hove text you? This is Hove.
No, Hove did not. Hove will not be. There, I don't own the 76ers. And Maul won't go to all white parties. So there's
wow.
two things we
can
do.
Wait, is this an all white party?
No, it's not an all white party.
We should please. An all white party
it's
in
very
New
much,
York City is fucking hilarious.
It's very much a Catholic church. Come as you are unless you're gay.
Oh, wow, 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 wow,
I'll
wow.
I'll be there. This is all I can say. I'll be in attendance. So July 12th, the single. Episode one available now on YouTube.
Mm.
Congrats, man. Congrats.
Are you making a post for this
project?
For the party?
Yeah.
No, I put it on my close friends.
No, I'm saying like you know, are you gonna post up the single when on IG?
On our IG, he's asking. So on the new Rory Maul IG, are you gonna use us for free promo?
Yeah. of course.
What's the caption gonna be? Because Damaris can probably hold it down for you.
Is this for Instagram?
Yeah.
Don't let Damaris do that.
Well, Damaris,
I did
listen,
some cool
I think,
shit.
Listen. I think Damaris, for our page, can come up with some good captions. Her own personal content?
Oh, no. She'd be getting her shit
it's
off.
Shaky.
But then again, if it's for an R&B song, Damaris might be my girl for copywriting. Actually, when it comes to captions.
I think first of all, Rory's entire album is in my summer captions notes.
Let me pull up some of I listened to my whole album. Her captions record.
Realized how depressed I was when I made it.
Ready for this? This is what damn.
I read those lyrics back. I'm like, this is someone that was close to suicide.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
It sounds beautiful though.
Oh yeah. It's always poetic. This is one of Damaris' captions. Ready?
Fuck you, Ed.
We had a all white party?
Out of
don't tell more.
Out of sight, still on your mind.
Don't read it like that.
Well, hold on.
There was a comma.
What's the photo?
It's just Damaris chicken with her bodysuit. Oh, and then her ass. And then another.
No. We're doing this all wrong. Let me go to Damaris's page.
I'm sorry.
Should we look at this together?
Yeah.
And on YouTube, we can put like the actual picture.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because we all don't own our content on Instagram. Exactly. Instagram owns it the moment we post it.
Why is the second picture another quote, which is, it's okay to be obsessed with me. This is a safe space.
Nothing about that sounds safe.
That doesn't sound safe at all.
A very unsafe person would say that publicly.
And then it's her feet.
And who are you saying it to? The comments?
Yeah. Let's see. Here's the second one. Ready? This is the second picture.
Is this the way like Wayfair was trying to do sex trafficking? She's trying to do that with selling feet.
I'm
feet pics. You're selling feet pics.
Feet pics.
This is a safe space if you have a fetish.
People who sell feet pics would never give out free feet pics on it.
I know. That was like your call of like, this is a safe place to DM me if you're into foot fetishes.
I actually get a lot of DMs about my feet. Like unnecessarily.
You and mom.
I don't think I've ever seen the green circle around Damaris's IG. Am I the only one not?
You're in my close friends, Rory. Shut up.
Miss me yet? That's the second picture.
Was that at someone specific?
Yeah. Yes. Who did you miss? Or did they miss you? Here, ready for this one? This is for her birthday. You've never been to heaven, have you? Chapter 28. There's three dots right there. So that's
I want to let everyone know that I did not produce this.
Step
part
one, cross me, and there won't be a step two.
Wait, but when you cross. You take a couple steps when you cross, too. Nah, like, he took more than one step.
Y'all not seeing what Damaris taking the culture with that one, though.
Can we backtrack, though, to that you've never been to heaven, have you? I took this photo. Just to let the world know. She tripped over that step after this was taken.
He's lying. You guys want to make me seem so uncool, so bad.
I never really paid attention to, like, the captions that Damaris be getting off.
Yeah. Damaris is...
I have nice captions.
Wow, the first comment in that one that you were just talking about, Rory, says, I need you in my life. Who's that?
There we go.
Who needs you in their life?
Women are so full of shit and gassing their friends
up. Thank you. Because y'all are really like talking shit about me. If y'all go to any woman's like Instagram, they have and read their captions like out of context, it sounds crazy.
Oh no, I'm aware. Why I've never realized that you put all these captions is because my brain is now trained to scroll past any woman's caption because I know it's going to be absolute bullshit and some really stupid journey quote from a journal.
I don't think I do.
Or Biggs IG.
Definitely Biggs IG. Biggs got some shit off. I had to screenshot it though. It was real. Let me find it. Biggs hits.
Can I ask a woman question?
Yes.
I don't speak for all women, but sure.
Well, in this podcast you do.
Okay.
Have you ever thought your friends or watched other women's friends comment on their other friends' IGs and say, wow, you shady bitches are full of shit?
All the time.
What? The time. For those that don't know, on Instagram, women pretend to gas up their friends with very lengthy, oh my, I just died and they gave me CPR and then had to do clear just because you posted your nails.
They don't do that to their friends. You know who they do that to?
Their Instagram friends?
Yeah, the Instagram frenemies. Them bitches be lying bad.
Do you have frenemies on IG?
I don't have any fucking frenemies.
Okay, because, all right, well, let's get personal then.
Mm.
On the one where you were asking if we've ever been to heaven before, which I thought...
No, because I'm here.
Was a little religious phobic.
Yeah.
Because we don't all consider heaven the same heaven and we call it different things. Okay, and Weezy said, yo, you need to calm down, 10,000 fire emojis, points. Bitch, I just literally passed out.
Don't put that out, Weezy.
Bitch, I literally murdered my mother and brought her back to life to murder her again because this photo is so crazy.
Men don't support each other in the captions like that.
I mean, I feel I can't do that.
Like we don't see the homie get a good pick off and be like, yo.
I just put fire emojis.
This is crazy right here.
I couldn't even get myself to put a fire emoji on my man.
That's it.
Like if he has like a record out or like some like an announcement. I'll I'll throw a fire
emoji. Oh no,
but like just him in the fit.
Nah. Not in the fit. I can't do that.
Y'all don't do shit like okay, fit. Like
hell.
First of all,
I do it sarcastically.
That's not enough words talking to a man.
Okay, fit.
Okay, fit. Yeah. What is that? You talk to me. I need more fucking words than that. Yeah. Okay, fit. What is that?
What's the words that the rooted words that connect sentences and shit? I don't know. I went to public school. The things women don't use when they say it's giving me and then don't say shit. Just non-full sentences.
Oh, it's giving.
Men
it's
need
giving?
To use full sentences.
Yeah, men
with
can't
each other.
Say it's giving.
I mean,
can't.
Like we can't say okay, fit. We need to say hey, I like. Your outfit that you have, where did you get it? I would
y'all
like to pop a scene.
Period.
Like, we need to
y'all
use a full.
Say the okay, but
like,
y'all
hey, bro.
Fit. And
okay,
like, hey, little smoke
bro.
Emoji
I like that
emoji.
T-shirt. What brand is it? We have to use full sentences.
How men get it off. They say, "Yo, tag the shirt."
Tag the shirt.
I would never say tag the shirt.
Tag the hat. It's like, wait, what? Like, if you want to know where I got it from,
where'd you get that from?
Oh, just tag, yo, the shirt, tag. Like, they do things like that. I've seen that in the captions.
But we would only learn how to gas people up from women. So it's like, I could never be to my man's like, okay, shoulders.
Yeah, like, you can't.
Two-a-days this week?
Yeah. Just disgusting.
Like, you had in your mind?
Like, how you know I've been in the gym twice this week? Like, that's just nasty. Like, don't know that I'm in the gym. You can't know when the homies is working out. Unless I'm posting it, then it's obvious. Like,
then
okay,
I'm unfollowing you.
Yeah, like, and then I don't even want to. I'm muting you. Like, because you could do that, right? Where you can mute the person
you're
following.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. If my son wanted to become like a fitness trainer, I'd fully support it.
I thought you was about to say something totally.
It's weird where your mind went.
I know.
We don't need to.
I heard my son wants to become a. I was about to say, are we there? Now we talking.
Now we potted.
We're going to have some real progressive conversations
today.
So, Rory, if your son was gay, would you love him?
Of course, I would love my son.
Isn't it like Irish cultures to like if your son is gay or your daughter is gay?
Well.
Like they throw them off like
throw
a cliff.
Him in a well?
Yeah. I heard that. I heard it's true. I heard it's true. I don't know.
I believe that was a lost Irish proverb.
Yeah.
I think they.
Baisley's gay. He didn't throw her in a well.
How do you know Baisley's gay?
Baze is gay.
How?
Dogs? Well, animals can be gay?
And I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Animals can be gay.
Baisley.
Dolphins can be gay.
Where do you know that from? Like, you answered that way too quick, and I don't know why I trust
internet,
you.
Internet, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I can just go from experience that Baisley, which anatomy has a vagina.
Right.
Gets behind dogs as if she has the anatomy of a penis and starts thrusting into male dogs.
Oh, no. Nah, she's just the dominant one. She want to be on top.
Oh, no. She's a pegger this
one. I want to ride. Have you guys ever been dumped before?
Yes, I've been dumped before.
Yeah. How have you guys handled it?
Well, it's happened in different
give me the
ages
worst, give
of
me the
my
worst
life.
One. Give me the worst one.
When I was dumped. You're saying like my worst reaction?
Yes.
I was dumped.
Did you cry?
No. I've never cried from a breakup before.
Yeah, no,
I've done the I've definitely hit him with
That's the psycho cry.
Yeah.
No, it's
every
just
every kid
it's
that
just,
cries like that shoots up a school.
I cry regular too, but like just with breakups it's just been like just relieving oxygen. Like,
that's when you try not to cry.
Right. For sure. Punches, my chin has trembled
walls.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like when he feel like he about to cry, he start punching walls and shit. Yeah,
oh, that's how I got anger out as a kid. Yeah. Well, not my mother's walls cuz she would have punched me like the wall I just punched if I punched her wall. But I would find things to punch that weren't my mother's walls.
Pillows.
Mm-hmm. I think the most embarrassing, like, oh, where's your self-respect? Do you have any shame thing? I think we broke up in January. So I'm trying to give you a timeline of how far it was from Valentine's Day. And I'm not saying end of January.
So like January like 3rd.
How old were you?
A teenager. Mm-hmm. But not an early teenager.
So 19.
You had a job.
I could vote.
You had a job, for sure.
I could go to war.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is how long I was like trying to get her back constantly. and was getting no response. Oof. I showed up to her crib on Valentine's Day, like with all the things that she liked, like all those, like, oh, I think about the little things, like, you know, we were a teen. She loved Subway cookies. Y'all been in relationships. You know, people like weird cookies. Shit.
Yeah.
I should have liked Subway cookies Subway and Hennessy really and shit. I should have known that she, because she loved Subway cookies and Hennessy, I probably shouldn't have been with her. But
that sounds like a
yeah,
nasty
that sounds
combo.
Like she was trying to give you a.
Not together.
Like,
but
I like
she
Subway
just
cookies and
things.
Henny. You still want to fuck?
Actually, Rory was like, actually, I'm turned on now.
Rory was like, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
What's the opposite of a trigger word?
You laughing a little hard.
Hey, and look, and thank those cookies God, and honey,
they're super
look
good.
Look,
thank God she was, because she was 2 years older than me, which made it even worse. Because those two years when you're a teenager and like she's 20, mm-hmm. I told you how old I was just now.
That's
when it happened. Are drastically different. Because now she's looking like, look at this fucking little boy.
Yeah, you were her boy toy.
Had just started like an assistant teaching job in Harlem and shit. Like she was getting her life together. And okay. I think I just was on the verge of getting kicked out of school. It was, you know.
Oh, you were headed downhill.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she dumped you.
Well, thank God.
You were a fucking anchor.
Thank God when I got to her building and knocked on her door, her mother answered, thank God, because it was a weekday. And my dumb ass was like, oh, people work. and her mother looked at everything and was like, come on, come with me. And we just walked out of her building and she gave me the realest mother talk that I think I've ever gotten. She said, Rory, she's over you. Stop. Just think of it as a piece of pussy you had and move the fuck on. You're 18. Don't come back here. And damn. It didn't hurt. It was like, it's the kick in the ass I needed. I was like, yeah, you're right. I was still hurt, but I was like,
All that mean is that the other nigga was there.
Oh,
see, Rory, I'm going to give you the real.
No. By the way, that's fine. I just thought that was like an ill mother thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pep talk to protect both of us. It was such a motherly thing. Get this fucking heartbroken kid away from my daughter, because clearly she doesn't want him. Mm. He just showed up to the house too. That's another bad move for sure. I mean, I didn't show up like mad. I showed up with, which is gifts sometimes are worse. Show up mad and angry.
Yeah.
Don't show up with gifts that you fucking creep.
Right. See, you was one of the white boys that couldn't take no for an answer.
No.
How did you just,
like, so
you
white,
know, when it's over, you know, certain white boys ain't taking it.
So white people.
They start hitting their chest. Yeah.
Like, so white people.
Yeah.
Hitting their chest, going like this.
Yeah.
Well, it was
like,
very
I'm so stupid.
How can I ruin this?
Oh, I'm definitely not one of those. I know those white guys though.
No, you're not one of those now. You was one of those at 18. I'm willing to bet that was you. A redhead kid was definitely I'm so stupid. You was definitely that at 18 years old.
Nobody loves me. Just leave me. Leave me like everyone else. No one loves me.
Oh no.
Let's talk about how that's been emotional.
Rory showed up and was like, yo, just tell me why. You was one of those. Just tell me why.
I might have.
Yeah.
You definitely got it.
You might have got to tell me why.
You got to ask the question.
Just tell me why.
Well, you guys are painting me more than I really am. I'm copping to the actual things that I've done. No, I've never done the you're leaving me like everyone else in my lifeline. I've had a girl say that to me before, and I was just like, ooh.
Damn.
Typical. Leave me like everyone else did.
And in my head, I was like, I see why they all did.
Right. Now I see why you're alone. Fucking psycho. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
You were a little triggered.
No, I'm sorry. That's just not. You shouldn't call people psychos. I'm sorry. Everybody has their issues.
Have you been okay? So what about you, Mo?
I just got dumped. It was just like, yo, it's over. I don't want to talk.
You're
to you
probably like, cool.
No, I was like, damn, like that. But I know why though. Like I wasn't sure. Come on, man.
What'd you do?
I didn't call.
But that's
like,
your that's your version of tell me why. Damn, it's like that is your version of all right, so just tell me why.
Of course. No, but it was like, I knew why. I didn't call her for like 2 weeks. Like, it was the summertime. Like, I just didn't call her for like 2 weeks. Like, I was running around.
How did you get that off?
I didn't. She dumped me. Getting it off would have been if
did
I still had a girl.
Did she call you when you just didn't answer?
No, school had started back. Mm-hmm. This was summertime, so school had started back. I didn't speak to her for 2 weeks, like leading up to the start of the new school year. I go to school. So, you know, we walk in first day of school, everybody getting like their classes and all of that. So I see her. I'm like, what's up? She was like, don't talk to me. I was like, huh? She was like,
that was her version of Shorty's mother's speech.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yo, it's over. Yeah. Get out of here. She was like, yo, don't talk to me. Don't ever talk to me again. Like I don't like you. I hate you. Like,
you left a high school girl in the summer 2 weeks of free time.
Sounds
and
like
you
some
thought
fly
you
shit.
Were about to just pop back up and it was still going to be room.
You know, those
you?
2 weeks.
I mean, those 2 weeks, I was, come on, I was, shit.
Her homegirls, those 2 weeks, was like, where's Maul?
No.
I'm gonna tell you I'm gonna tell you the.
I don't know.
Here's where I forgot about this part. This is what's bad about it. I saw her. Like, it was back to school. Remember, back to school was great to start again. So like, I had went up to like Woodbury Commons to like to the outlets to go shopping.
Yeah.
For school.
Wow, I haven't heard that in so long.
She literally, yo, listen. She is literally walking towards me, where like her mom and her sister, and like.
Hold on. Did you change how you were walking once you saw her approaching?
No, like I saw her and like
you had a little different. No, you had a little different swag.
No, I was fucked up because I was the last person I was expecting to see was her.
Mm.
Like you just don't bump into.
Yeah, you were flustered. You were flustered.
So I saw her. I was like, but you know she was with her mom and her sister, and so I looked at her and she looked at me, and the look she gave me was like, "Yo, don't even come over here." By this time, it was like a little over a week that I didn't speak to her.
Did you know moms?
Yeah. But mom, her mom didn't see me.
See, that's why I was about to say. That's if why you so. That's why you so much cooler than me. I would have went right to mom, said a mom's name,
not
ignored
her. See me, her mom didn't see me.
In adulthood, I can understand that, right? In adulthood.
Wait, what?
But in adulthood, if you don't talk to me for a week, I can understand. Not like you're
not rolling.
Avoid him. Not,
you're not rolling.
Well,
as
if you're
woman?
In a relationship, no. But like,
oh, okay.
If you're dating someone, they don't talk to you for a week. We're busy. We have lives and things like that.
Yeah.
But in high
different.
School,
no, it's different.
You gotta fall asleep on the fucking phone.
Yeah, high school is like what you busy doing.
Not everyone was allowed to do that with their phone.
You didn't have a cell phone in high school?
Yeah, but I wasn't on it like it wasn't. I was on the house phone, if anything. Like the cell phone was just over there at that time. Well, like, it wasn't really
I had
crazy.
A cell phone since
there wasn't unlimited texting.
And I was
at that
falling
time.
Asleep on the phone.
I didn't get a cell phone until
damn.
Then.
Yeah, so
grade.
That's how I got dumped. Like I stopped talking to her for like 2 weeks. And so kind of in hindsight, I dumped her.
You ghosted her before ghosting.
Okay,
was a
ghost.
Thing.
Yeah, I was the first nigga to ghost. I'm the first. Hey, Rory, look who you sit next to.
You ate ass and then ghosted.
Yeah, I'm the first nigga
pioneer.
To go ghost, and I'm the first nigga to eat a chick ass. Like, you should really thank me. Like, I carried the flag for New York for years, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now look at the country. Everybody eating ass. Everybody going ghost. That's what the culture is now.
That really is kind of the culture.
Eat my ass.
Listen, I mean,
so
eating
ass.
And chicks go ghost on niggas that eat their ass first night.
I, like big.
You cannot
big.
Eat
like,
ass.
She laughing. You see how she giggling?
Yeah, see, look.
Somebody definitely licked her brown
belly button.
You let
dude teach
your ass
first night,
Damaris? Who was the dude she was dissing in that rap?
That's, Derek.
That was the Derek was the first
I
one.
I never dated that boy.
You
y'all
let Derek eat
stop
your ass?
That. I never dated that boy. Never in my life.
She had smoke for Derek.
Listen, I just love that Biggs changed the music game. You changed the sex game.
Yeah,
the
I did,
eating
man.
Game.
Listen, man. You got to listen.
Eight,
you should thank
number
me.
Eight.
You should thank me.
But now that Eden brings it up, a callback to when we're talking about the junior high, like ignoring thing makes someone want you more type
hell
shit.
Hell yeah.
I think that was my biggest point because we didn't, when me and her broke up, it wasn't like some crazy blowout, like this is over. It was just like kind of over.
Mm.
And I was very confused because I hadn't been rejected yet at that point in my life. So I'd never behaved that way. I didn't know what was coming over me. I think that now that I'm rehashing this.
So
this is something I never cared about that I ever talked to my therapist about. This is now just
now
rehashing.
Now
you're going to bring this to your therapist.
Yeah.
No, of course not. I don't care. Oh. I care when I was on that fucking bus. I took the bus there. I left that part out.
To her house?
Yeah.
Oh, I was
from
sick.
Queens?
No, I was 18. I was in Jersey City.
And she lived where?
Hackensack. That's it. You know how long that bus ride is? Like 2 hours.
Jersey City to Hackensack is a 2 hour bus ride?
Because it only goes local.
Mm.
You see, Baze is losing her mind.
Right.
Just listen to me talk about this.
For her fucking father.
Okay.
Damaris, what about you?
I'm sorry?
Your breakups.
My breakups?
Yeah, and get close to the mic.
You've
never gotten dumped?
No. You were asking me if I ever got dumped.
Yeah, how bad
yes,
was
I
like
did.
Worst...
I got dumped.
Uh-huh. What was the worst one?
Probably when I was...
Oh, that shit hurt.
I was 19. Yeah, he dumped me.
Go on.
Wait.
Did you rap?
Wait. Hold on. You were 19. How old was he?
32.
Probably 40.
Out of respect, I'm not going to give his age away.
40. 45.
He was significantly older.
Wait, out of respect for who?
Yeah, no, you're right. Fuck
I'm about
dude.
To say, fuck
26.
That creepy dude.
No,
I
was
she
19.
Was,
no. I was
she
19.
Was legal.
Was,
19 is
was,
legal.
But that's still creepy.
Yeah, it's just
creepy. It's creepy to me.
He was 28.
No,
you can argue the legality all you want. It's creepy to me.
Let's
get real creepy. He bagged me when I was 16 and he was 24. So yeah, he was 26.
What?
Yeah.
That's usually how it is. It's creepy.
Yeah. No, it's creepy. I would never do that, but I just had 16. To ask because it's like...
Okay, well, someone I watched high school girls get picked up by dudes that was over 18 all 4 years. It's creepy.
How did you deal with it, Damaris?
How did I deal with it?
You try to get him back bar for bar?
Did he rap?
Yeah. He broke up with me for some... Funny enough, he broke up with me for something that we probably would have gotten back together. He was just breaking up with me because he was mad. Mm-hmm. And in my... like not refusing to leave the house. No, you're not. I'm not leaving. You're not breaking up with me. Like, we're not done.
Damn.
In that, when we were arguing, I had left my phone open and a text message popped up and he had decided to go through my phone. And then he was like, oh, I wasn't even like serious about this breakup, but now you're like done.
What was on your phone?
It was bad. We had gotten into an argument probably a week before. And I was one of those girls where like, if I ever felt like you were trying to play me, like I would just like, send out like a mass text to like all my old rebounds. Now, granted, by the time they text back, I wasn't mad anymore. By the time they text back, I wasn't mad.
Whoa, we just stumbled upon some gold. Say that again.
Remember, I took the beaches of Normandy that the rebound was the hardest part of the.
You said
the X is easy to get past.
Mass text. All of your.
I would say a text like I would send a text like I would copy and paste it and send it to all my old rebounds.
What like would if he really in the same group chat?
What would it say?
Imagine the same group chat.
What was the message?
I don't know. It was something like
what you doing?
It was something stupid like miss me with a question mark or some shit like that.
Wow. Miss me with a question mark?
Isn't that one of your captions right now?
Yeah. Darius, you're sick, bro.
How you call back to 19 on IG today? You ain't updated your iOS? That's still the same move?
Yo, listen. No, well,
I would expect you to at least develop a little bit more. Still, with the miss me.
Anyway,
I know you right.
So he saw me send out all those. It was like I sent out like 8 of them, text messages. But
8?
By the time the guys responded, I wasn't mad at him anymore. So I didn't respond to their message. So all you see is what I said and their response. I didn't respond to any.
And you just ghosted all of them.
Just in his head, it looked really, really bad. Like it looked terrible. But I wasn't gonna do anything.
I don't think it's just his head. I think that just looks.
Yeah, yo, how old was you when you had your first fight?
Like fist fight?
Well, define fight.
Your first fight.
Like fight, like knuckle fist, knuckle.
Not just like pushing, like your first like,
hey man,
hands was thrown.
I'm sure Twitter will,
I have a
social media will think I'm lying. I'm not even third or fourth grade maybe.
I have a theory that.
And this is someone that's the only child. I didn't even have brothers where you could fight as an infant.
Was it summertime?
Yeah.
Everyone has had their first fight in the summer.
It was. Who wants to fight with coats on if you don't know how to fight?
I'm just saying everybody has their first fight in the summer. That's a fact.
Well,
ain't nobody fighting for the first time in winter.
I developedly turned into a shittier kid. Like when I first got to school, elementary school, I remember like respecting the rules. Mm-hmm. Like I remember being not scared of my teachers, but like really respected them, and like school I respected when I was a kid.
Right.
So that was probably a big reason too. Like I could never fight at school. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was summertime. Yeah, it was definitely summer vacation.
Everybody has had their first fight in the summertime. Like you got the first time you were chased was probably in the summer.
Oh, of course.
Like you remember the first time you got chased? How scared was you?
I don't think I remember the first time because it happened so much when I was a kid.
You don't remember the first time
I was the youngest and smallest on my block since the beginning. Like
first time I
always
got chased was on the Greg Carr course.
Damn,
that's a place. At least it's a straight shot.
That's a long run.
165th Street.
Yeah, did you run past the courthouse?
Nah, I ran towards.
What if they diverted you and you had? They chased you up those courthouse steps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nah. They would have got me.
It wouldn't have been Rocky?
Nah.
You juke them, go to Yankee Stadium?
Nah, they would have got me. But that was some of the that got to be some of the scariest times of your life as a young male growing up. Like the first time you get chased, you for sure think you're going to die if they catch you. Like you like, yo, I'm going to die today.
100%. This is not just the affiliation or making a Rockefeller joke. I was 12 or 13, maybe. And this was in the winter. This wasn't in the summertime.
The first time you got chased?
No. I'd been chased at this point.
Oh.
I was walking on the other side of Flushing, not on the Marcy Project side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was spotted. Again, this was 2002, 2003. Much, much different than that area now. And two, I guess they probably be like 19, early 20s. Two kids spotted me and I felt them spot me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, have you ever been felt like when you were spotted?
Of course. Yeah. You feel the energy. Absolutely.
I'm for them.
Mm-hmm. They looked at me like a fresh meat. Like, oh, that's food over there.
White boy right there.
Fam, I ran so fucking fast.
Yeah.
This is 100% true. I ran. So, I saw them start to like walk faster.
Yeah.
And I had little legs, man. I was, I ain't hit a growth spurt. I'm only 5'9 now. I was like 5 feet at that time, if that. My little
how
ass.
Did you have, wait, how did you have ops though? Like, what?
I didn't have ops. I was white in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Wait, this
in 2002.
So this wasn't people that you had like an issue with?
No, he just.
You think I had issues in Marcy Projects in 2002?
I don't know.
No, I didn't have.
Good.
I'd never been in. Right? I didn't even know. It didn't even register to me that that was Marcy Projects until years later.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what block so I was on.
Yeah.
I was just in. I was just on the wrong block.
Oh, so you look like an op. You didn't belong over there.
You look like an op.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, you was op. You was op.
And I just don't know if because they thought I was white that I'd be robbable. I would look.
Yeah.
I was 12.
Robbable is hilarious.
Robbable. First,
but no, yeah. I'm just.
Saying somebody, yo, he looked robbable.
Again, things I have not. This has been a current therapy. So I've never brought this up in therapy. Now I'm thinking, I'm like.
There's a lot of things you haven't brought
up. I was 12 and I probably looked 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
No, you were 12. You're a white boy. You look 19.
They no, I was. I, when I was young, I looked like a child. Kid, like a child.
Oh, okay.
What? What were they going to get for me? I mean, I had a, I don't want to say a nice jacket. I had a good winter coat on. My mother always bought me a good winter coat.
That's it. Right there.
They were 20 years old. Well, they might have had a kid. They might have had a kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got kids.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What kicks you had on? What kicks you had on?
I might have Griffey's on at that time.
Oh, they was, yeah, they was show that. Ready to go
they
shopping.
They was size 4.
They was good. So was their son.
Size, yeah.
So was they. So was their son.
Their son said,
like,
that's
yo,
my size.
Yeah, they're like, yo, nah, he look like he the same size as my son. Yo, we going shopping.
Yeah, what size is that?
But
my son's size.
The only reason I said Griffey's because my mom would only buy me one pair of shoes. And I'm thinking that era.
Same.
So it didn't matter.
Nah,
I just always had those on.
Nah, you was definitely a plate. They was going shopping for sure. They was taking your coat, taking your sneakers.
But like later, you know, I was like, what were they? It's not like I had money on me.
You know what's crazy about that? Like he said, they older. Like, so those was grown men robbing.
That's what I'm saying.
Kids.
No, no, they were.
Like, that was a thing. Like, it was grown men robbing. Like,
well, I didn't, thank God my little legs got me away. But right. if I didn't start running when I saw them, like, fast jetting. Pacing and, like, got my head start, because when I turned around, they were running at that point, and I was like, oh, I'm getting robbed. Fair. I ran all the way down to Broadway and Myrtle, ooh, and just made it like to where there would have been police.
Yeah.
Like, and like a it's bunch traffic. Of act, like Broadway and Myrtle is a very active
yeah,
area. Like,
a lot of traffic. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
But then again, I looked at 11 and Sumner Projects.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it out of that. Speaking of a boy flying and running, Kid Cudi reveals The Boy Who Flew to the Moon.
Yes.
Volume 1 track list and cover art. Kid Cudi has unveiled the track list and cover art for his greatest hits compilation, The Boy Who Flew to the Moon, Volume 1, ahead of its release later this week. The Lonely Stoner returned to social media on Wednesday with the official The Boy Who Flew to the Moon, Volume 1 track list, which recaps his 14-year, 8-album career across 18 carefully curated songs.
Wait, is it greatest hits or it's...
Yeah, apparently, yes. The Boy Who Flew to the Moon, Volume 1, drops Friday, today. The nostalgia will continue into next week as Cudi is set to reissue his 2008 debut mixtape, A Kid Named Cudi, on streaming services July 15th.
Yeah, it's a best of album that's split into 9 groups.
Yeah, Man on the Moon, End of the Day, Man on the Moon.
Oh, that's cool.
But it features 2 to 3 Rager. Tracks from previous albums. Yeah, that's what it is.
Which most greatest hits they always throw at the end, yeah. Some 2 new songs. I mean, greatest hits albums now at this point are just playlists that are marketed.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what a greatest hit is at this point with new artwork. But I mean, listen, repackage your shit and get your money off legendary music. Shout out to Cudi. I am at it.
Speaking but the of real, music.
I was going to say the real shit. How many more hours till?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling him a toxic king.
Toxic time.
The honest king comes back.
Oh, I have it on my phone already.
You got notifications. I have it too, but
I didn't listen to it though.
And I don't like when people send me, and I won't say his name because it's pirating music. But that's my minutes. And I've told this him before. I don't need the album 2 hours before it comes out.
Yeah,
I'll just do streaming.
A week ago, like, yeah. What the fuck?
If you sent it a week ago, I'd download it.
Yeah, like I didn't listen to it yet, but I saw it when he sent it. I was like, okay, but I'm gonna wait until it comes out.
I think I'll just wait.
Yeah, to check it out. I'm gonna support that.
Yeah, so Brent. I heard Eden's DJ set last night. Oh boy.
Here we go.
How was it?
He's not bad. He's pretty good.
We heard at Roots Picnic. Yeah, at Roots Picnic.
That was a little cute little preview. Like, I heard him do like a good 2-3 hours of music.
You heard me go for 4 hours.
Four hours, yeah.
Yeah, no, Eden definitely.
I had to request.
That's how he got out the friend zone.
Yeah.
You requested like one song.
Yeah, I had to request. I shouldn't have to request Fuck Nigga Free. You should just play that. Song of the Summer.
So Drake posted a picture on Instagram and captioned it. He was trying to battle Damaris with this one. He said, "Gotta start somewhere." That was the caption.
Damaris, what's your
one of his
caption?
First apartments?
But that caption was okay because it was the one from. I love that Drake song too. What's the numbers on it?
Is it 15?
Apartment 1503? Some couches and painting.
Desires.
Recording with two others that want the same thing. That's one of my favorite Drake records.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at his caption saying "Gotta start somewhere" because it did start.
Indeed,
did it start at the bottom?
Well, that's what Jeff Bezos commented on the picture and said, "Started from the bottom. Now we're here."
Gross.
Listen, Jeff Bezos doesn't comment on.
I didn't know he had an Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't know he had an Instagram, and I definitely know he's not commenting on people's pictures. But is it safe to say that Drake and Bezos may be in business?
Yes, because he's not doing that unless.
Yes, I thought so.
And Drake's not commenting. Jeff Bezos knows me. Don't talk to me today. We know regardless. Jeff Bezos knew who Drake.
Absolutely, absolutely. I thought that was pretty dope. That was cool.
Do you think Cudi will go to the moon with Jeff Bezos for the rollout of the greatest hits? Child on the Moon album.
He should have. He should be on his way to the moon now. He should have left already.
If he won't make it down.
Yeah, he should have. He should have left last week.
Oh my god! I know.
That would have been a crazy rollout. Actually going to the what? Cudi might be able to go to the moon.
Doing a listening session on the moon would be crazy.
Like he was supposed to do that. Cudi might was supposed to go to the moon and like stream like a listening party.
Seem like going to the moon.
Well, nah. First, see, I take that back because Cudi don't.
He's
leave
cool
his
with
house.
Kanye. Kanye and They're Elon cool. are buddies.
They Cudi chose sides. He chose Pete's side.
Oh well, I'm sure Pete and
Kanye chose Elon Musk's side over Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos at the moon, and Elon's just trying to break land speed records and flamethrowers.
That's right.
It's a billionaire war. These rappers are really just chess pieces in what these billionaires are doing.
Yeah, like, so it's like I'm just a rapper than you. Oh my god, it's so fucking disgusting.
You don't like that? You don't like that energy? You don't like that sauce?
There's people that are dying. Like there's people that are dying in the world. I don't care about you guys' battle of who can piss on the tallest tree with the biggest rapper chain on.
Yuck.
So
was
Rory,
that a contest?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that was a contest or not. So Rory, so you're putting out your first project,
mm-hmm.
And I think Missy caught wind of it because she had. No, I think she did because she has advice for artists working on sophomore albums. So
okay,
this isn't my sophomore album.
Well, no, she knows that this one is out. It's coming out.
And then your
now
sophomore
you have to gear up for the next one. So
gotcha.
Missy has some advice for you. She says sophomore albums are a very pivotal time for artists like Rory.
She didn't at me?
No, she didn't ask.
Damn.
Here is a gem from
fuck
Missy.
Fuck with Missy now.
Missy's letting you know here's a gem from Missy. Name. She's talking in third person about sophomore albums. Look at the numbers. Your sophomore album.
No hurt.
Be stressful, but
the
it's
person the person that runs her Twitter said this is a Missy gem because she typed it.
Yeah. Missy probably was just telling it to her. But it's the best album to experiment on. Don't be afraid. Because if you play safe, you will be boxed in and it's hard to get out because your fans get used to that one sound. Secondly, dear artists, listen closely. Go with the songs you feel you should drop, not what everyone else suggests. You, the artist, must feel it yourself.
Yeah, feel it.
Because
right.
you are the one that have to sell it.
Yeah, you're the
That's
one.
That's true.
And
That's very
convince
true.
People it's hot.
Yeah,
go with your gut. Fearless. 100%.
Got, Rory?
Those are beautiful words of encouragement from the legend, the queen, Missy Elliott, to... our beloved Rory first album.
What's actually funny about that is, well, a couple things there. I agree with everything that she said.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the sophomore slump and all that shit is so real. Because people are like, well, where do I go from here? Because I did my whole life on this first one.
Right.
Ombre gave me very similar advice on the first record thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I loved the record and I was playing her shit, and I played her the one that's coming out on the 12th, almost last. I was like, oh, I mean, this is the one I kind of want to lead with. Like, this is my shit. I fuck with it, but like, I don't really know. Like, I'm the one that likes it. Everyone around me has other picks that they think should come first. And she was like, don't even play it. Don't play it for me. Go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, it's your shit. It's not their shit.
Right.
Of course, that's your people. Listen to them. Like, get advice from people that you fuck with. But
right.
if you feel that that's the one for you, then do that. You don't even need to play it for me. Play it for me if you just want me to hear it, but don't play it for me in the opinion, should I lead with this? Dude, like, she said damn near the same thing Missy said. You're the one that's going to have to sit there and fucking...
talk about it in interviews for hours.
Yeah, and like, shit, Damaris knows I came up with this whole fucking rollout, every last thing. If it was a song that I wasn't confident personally, like, even if it was a song that I know was quote-unquote like a smash, and I didn't particularly like it, I'd have trouble selling it. I would look weird, even if it would be the one that I know would stream crazy. I'd be like, yeah, man, this is the one that'll be, you can dance to in the club and go crazy. But
yeah, there's songs that didn't make the album that were fucking amazing songs that I begged him to leave, and he just said, no, it doesn't fit my vision for the album. And I had to respect it.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I'm gonna give you bitches IG captions though. Not the second album, the second single. But I love the second single. I really love the second single. But
second
the first one matches me more.
Yeah.
And it matches the tone of the album more too. If you release the first single, the second single that I wanted you to release first, the album doesn't sound like that single. It sounds like the first single.
And it meant more to me, again, to like the selling point of it. It meant more to me because it was one that Drum and I, well, Shelly and I damn near started writing in DR before we started writing it.
Not in DR.
I know, right? I think you were there, Eden.
Right.
So when we got in the studio, it just meant more because him and I just wrote it together.
Yeah.
It took us one session to write everything, and it felt authentic to actually me, not me going in thinking like, let's go write a song. We was fucking up in DR in our personal lives. We just had a real life conversation, and then we got in the studio, I played a beat, and then we just wrote that shit, and I'm not even kidding, like 15 minutes. It's that because the conversation was so authentic and the ideas were so authentic, and it was so much of what both of us had been going through that it was like, oh, we could write this in 2 seconds. Right. So, and then they're going to hear this and be like, oh, it's just about side bitches? I thought it was some profound shit.
You didn't give Maul a verse?
So I asked Maul. I couldn't afford him.
Wow. How much you charge for a verse?
He turned down a verse on Reasonable Doubt. You think he's going to come on my shit?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
How old am I? I was rapping back then?
Yeah, of course.
Some sad news from, I guess, the community, because we all from New York. So it was a guy was killed in a bodega. I guess the bodega worker, the guy that works at the bodega, he killed a customer or somebody that came into the store. So the video went viral, and obviously the gentleman came behind the counter and approached the worker at the bodega and pushed him, and you know, unfortunately a fight broke out. The worker stabbed the gentleman, and he ended up dying. I believe his name is Austin Simon. So, you know, rest in peace, prayers to the, Austin Simon and his family.
I did obviously see the thumbnail for the video and the headline and saw people talking about it. I'm just kind of tired of watching people die on camera.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't click it.
Yes.
But that. I did see a lot of people saying this appears to be self-defense.
It was self-defense.
To give some background.
It looked to be self-defense.
Mm.
You know, I'm behind the counter. I work here. First of all, nobody's supposed to come behind the counter. Number one.
Nevertheless, shoving me.
Right. And then, you know, you get physical, you put your hands on them, push them, things like that. Grew up in the hood, bodega on 3 of the 4 corners. That's just what it is growing up in New York. You know the guys at the bodega.
Mm-hmm.
You know the guys that work there. You know the guys that own it. You know the guys behind the counter. He knows you. He knows your family. He knows your mom. Like, it's almost like family. So I didn't understand how this got this far, because it's kind of like... Well, it sounded like his girlfriend was there. She was trying to purchase something on the EBT card. Mm-hmm. Card got declined. She didn't have money to purchase something petty, chips or something like that. And in the communities, plenty of times I walked in my bodega and walked out not paying. It's like, yo, like, let me get this.
I'll get you back.
Yeah, of course. We ain't got no money on us at the time. Take a bag of chips. So he's not tripping.
Even as an adult.
Yeah.
I'll get you tomorrow.
Like, I don't got, right.
And they know you, so they know
they
you.
They know you. You come in here every day.
Oh, and they're going to remember.
Oh, absolutely. It didn't seem like that relationship was there, first of all. Because, if it was, I guess they felt like he snatched the chips out of the daughter's hand. And this is where women have to be careful. Because if, you have an interaction with if your girl has an interaction with a man at a store and she deemed it to be disrespectful, he snatched something out of her hand, snatched something out of your daughter's hand. If your girl calls you, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, come down here, because that was her energy. I'm going to call somebody to come fuck you up. That was the energy. Mm-hmm. So then now when you call your baby's father or your boyfriend or husband or whoever, and you call with that energy like, oh, come down here, he snatched he tried to put his...
Especially out of your daughter's hand. Or even if that... I don't know if that was his daughter, or I don't know the relationship with them. Even if a girl I'm dating, you snatched...
It could be my sister, whoever.
You snatched chips out of your daughter's hand, I'm going to be
upset. If you call me, you call him with that energy, I'm running to the store because I'm thinking the worst, like, yo, some dude is trying to disrespect my family.
Yeah.
Right? So you can understand that, but women have to be careful because... Women have to be able to identify when, one, if I call him with this energy, he's going to come down here and do something that's either going to get him in jail or somebody else in jail, right? You got to be careful because, I'm going to call someone to fuck you up. It's like, we talking about just, keep in mind, a bag of potato chips.
Right, literally a snack.
This is what all of this is. So we got to go to the bottom line. This is over potato chips.
Prayers and condolences, no matter what the situation is, to the gentleman that passed, and also to the consequences in which the man that committed the crime, or the guy's dead, right?
Yeah,
to the murder that he's now going to have to face from that, the family. Yeah, at this point, everyone is a victim in the situation. Of course, you can define.
It's unfortunate. More. The jury finds Eric Holder guilty of first-degree murder in the 2019 fatal shooting of rapper Nipsey Hussle. Eric Holder, the man charged in the fatal shooting of Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle, was found guilty on Wednesday. The jury deliberated for about 6 hours before reaching its verdict. Holder, 32, had been charged with one count of first-degree murder in connection to Hussle's death. He was also charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder because two bystanders were hit by gunfire.
Lock him up. Throw away the key.
It is what it is on that. Found guilty. Yeah. Hopefully the family finds some, that doesn't do much, but hopefully they find some peace with this, knowing that the person responsible is, now going to be in prison for a while. J. Cole's No Role Models is the first rap song to go diamond without a music video. I thought that was super crazy.
He loves going platinum without features, diamond without.
Yeah, that's
he's always going to find a way.
Yeah, that's an incredible stat on J. Cole's resume.
Are you guys going to be honest about the people in your life when they die? Or do you guys dead?
Talking at their funeral?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get up there and start exposing a lot of secrets we have. Like, I'm not going to be that guy, but I'm definitely going to go up there and keep it real about our relationship with each other, whether, whatever it may be.
I was just at a funeral and an RIP to my buddy Fridge. And a lot of people were telling like a lot of jokes and shit about him. I thought that was lit. And I get that.
Yeah, no, especially if the person was one of those type of people.
Yeah, funny guy.
Like, funny big guy. Funny guy.
Oh yeah,
a man wrote a obituary about his father, and he was kind of brutally honest in the obituary.
Exposing family secrets and shit?
I'm gonna not even exposing it.
It's a little bit.
See, shit like that.
I read what I want you to read, but I also don't want you to read it
Because I wouldn't say his name passed. Out of respect. Like, yeah, I would never say his name.
Not to say someone passing makes them an angel or anything, or like, oh, they're not here to defend themselves. Not that. Just, I don't know. I feel like once people die.
Yeah, let the dude rest.
The silence is the only thing that should happen unless it's good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
amongst your family, cool. And an obituary, like, I can see therapeutically maybe you got to get your shit off finally, and that might bring you some peace. I just don't know telling the same way everyone else when they tell the internet all their business.
You gotta pay
it doesn't
for that,
make
right?
them feel any better. Unless you do it with your people and within yourself right. or people like amongst that can really coach you and help you with certain shit. That's the only way you'll find peace.
I think they were saying
exposing that shit to a bunch of fucking strangers is never going to help you.
Yeah. I think they were saying that they didn't think that the local newspaper would actually publish it.
Do you pay for that?
They did.
An obituary? Yeah,
you pay for it, but you pay by letter. And he wrote one hell of a story. So
that's classless, though.
It is classless.
I agree.
Well, his father sounded classless. His father, but again, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and I can understand, I don't agree. I can understand someone being in such a shitty situation that they can finally just say what they want to say, even though I'm like, well, why didn't you say the shit before?
Probably did, but.
Probably.
You had to give it a round two.
But I just, for the paper, like.
No, yeah, that's what it gets.
I just don't think that's the way to do
shit. What are
we
going to say in Maul's obituary?
Oh, damn. I don't want to think about that.
Well, he's the oldest, so.
That doesn't mean anything.
The oldest.
He's also vegan, so he'll probably outlive us all.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, please.
Man, just get
my grandfather's until 90 drinking beer to the day before he passed.
What legacy do you want to leave?
And a good burger.
What legacy do you want to leave? What do you want people to remember about you when you're gone?
The ass-eating legacy.
I mean, yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just, please, it's beautiful.
Ghosting legacy.
I don't know. Probably just the fact that I don't want to be remembered at for like not being like at least a real person at all times. Like, I think that's one thing that I have a real relationship with will always be able to say, like, he was honest. He was real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's it. Like, I just that I was real at all times. I kept it real with the people that I care about. I never did no snake shit. Never did no sucker shit to nobody. Never hated on nobody. Never interfered or tried to stop somebody from pursuing their dreams and their goals. Like, if anything, I tried to help in any way, any little way that I could. Just, you know what I mean? Just being a good person. At the end of the day, like, that's what I want. I was just a good person.
What about you, Rory?
I used to think about this, but we don't get to define that. So I stopped stressing about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean.
Well, let me not say stressing about it, but stopped kind of caring. Like, the way Maul just described that is the way I just want to live. The rest is not up to me. Because you could have a bunch of people that are snakes, that are not honorable, all that shit, once you're gone, define your legacy. To other people that don't really matter to me as far as what my legacy is. It's what this podcast, I say it all the time, when this podcast shit has taught me is the moment you say something, it doesn't belong to you anymore. It's perceived by who's ever listening. It doesn't become your words. And I think legacy is the exact same thing.
By Lips of Cali.
I think legacy is the same thing. Live the best way you can. Do the things that you want to do. Help the people you want to help. Love the people that you want to love. In the words of Ray J. The rest will work itself out. You don't define your legacy, unfortunately. That's the weird shit about legacy. Your kids can. Raise your kids right. That's your legacy. If you're fortunate enough to have kids. But I just, it's not something you have control over. You're gone.
Yeah.
Because your legacy, by definition, I believe, is how people think of you and what you did during your life once you're gone. You can't control that. Control what you can control when you're here and don't be a shitty person.
And wear a fucking condom.
Well, no. How am I supposed to get my legacy if I wear a condom?
Oh, that's true.
my legacy is my children.
Yeah.
But even that, you can't even control your kids once you're gone.
Your legacy could be like your ex-girlfriends too. Because those
are a certain type of legacy, yeah.
Yeah, those are like your trophies. They still belong to you.
I believe Future called them a collection.
Yeah. Future knew what he was doing.
It's so funny that people try to say that me and Rory are the toxic ones on this podcast. Look at what you just said.
Y'all are.
We are not.
I mean, I got to... I mean, the day I get married, it's gonna be like we have to at least salute the women that I went through to get here, right? They made me better. I learned, hopefully, from the relationships. Some of them I'm still cool with. No?
Let me ask you a serious question. In the world of legacy of ex partners, what defines your legacy more? The women you slept with or the women you wifed? What's more that defines your legacy? Because I think you're gonna
the women I slept with.
That's what terrifies me.
The women I slept with.
Because I agree with you, and I looked at it, I was like, ugh, that's way more of what defines me.
Yeah, that's my legacy. The women I slept.
I feel like we sometimes care about the people that we didn't have relationships with more than we did the people that we had relationships with. Unless it was like a super long term relationship.
That's easy.
Relationships that broke me in relationships. I was like, oh, yeah, it's cool.
Well, again, this is a callback to the beginning of the episode when we were joking that.
Callback.
It's always the beaches of Normandy that Eden stormed.
That's right.
The ex is not a threat because he had a bunch of time. There's nothing to figure out at this point. We know the exes. We know everything they're about.
There's always going
to
be a rebound.
They had nothing but time to fuck up. Mm. You know everything about them, every situation, every scenario. Real exes, not those little fucking fake exes y'all have. Like, oh, we talked for 6 months. That's my ex. Real exes. Those situationships and all those on and off shits that you only go back to for positive things in between relationships. Of course you view them great. They've had no time to fuck up. So that's why we get more upset when situationships fuck up, because we only know the heights from them. There's very minimal lows. That's why they're continued on to be the situationship, because we just fuck and laugh and do the good shit, and then when anything gets weird, we're like, all right, let's get away from each other. So you've never had the opportunity. That's why when relationships end, it's like, well, I know why that ended. Mm-hmm. Situationships, mm-hmm. It's like, I thought we enjoyed the sex.
My nigga, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
You high?
I ain't hear shit you just said.
Made sense to me.
I know you were saying some shit just now, because I started off, I was listening, but then you said something and I thought about something, and then I just couldn't you know, I couldn't get back.
You know what it was? It was the soy massage candle that you're smelling.
Oh, that's what it is going. Oh, the pheromones.
We gonna have a limit of how much you can.
Yeah, you can only have. Well, this is just one joint, right? How many did you smoke?
What triggered you? What did Rory say that triggered you?
It wasn't a trigger. It was something. I just made me think about something, and then my mind.
You gonna call her?
Off. Huh?
You gonna call her?
Who?
You know. It's okay.
Nah, that wasn't that. Yo, y'all, listen. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. He said something, and I just started thinking about something. Like, I don't know.
When you do call her and buy this, this isn't an ad. I won't even say the brand anymore. These candles, right? Once you light them, the wax is actually massage oil.
Oh,
so if you want to get out of the friend,
disgusting.
If you want to get out of the friend zone, this was a gift.
That's why that candle.
Where was this?
I wouldn't know where to buy these. Come on,
I wouldn't know.
I only get Jo Malone candles. But yes, these turn into massage oil from the candle.
Pour it on your skin right now. On camera.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
No one in here is going to massage me.
So don't use lotion. You don't use oil. When last time you put lotion on?
Rory uses today. Coconut oil.
I have a way crazier skin routine than you, racist.
Wow.
You have a crazier skin routine? What that mean?
Yeah, do you guys have
I think I'm into skincare and lotion more than you are.
Y'all get facials?
Of course.
You know what I mean.
Pause, but like pause, in but the yeah. We're talking about skincare.
Yeah, skincare.
So
that's women.
Yeah, men should get skincare. We have skin, and we should care for it.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Thank you for that deep dive, Mom. Appreciate it.
No, because sometimes women will try to make you feel bad if you like take care of your skin.
Man, fuck that.
Some dirty ass young asshole.
Also, Mom has the nicest nails I've seen on a man ever.
Excuse me?
You have the nicest nails I've ever seen on a man.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, appreciate that. Hands, yo.
I mean, you know,
he's wearing Cardi B sweats.
Wow.
What do you think of Cardi being single? Did we ever talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about that.
We did. Of course we did.
It's all right.
It was cool.
Yo, what's the record with Fab and Is it
Drama?
Fab got off on that.
The record is DJ Drama Forever, featuring Fab, Benny, Jim Jones, Capella Gray.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Fab got off on that. Fab versus hard on that. It's a good record.
Song of the summer?
I don't know if there's really a song of the summer yet.
We can't call it yet.
Who? So far, I don't know.
Fuck me.
nice try though.
Yeah.
Good try.
FNF. It's called FNF.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Nigga Free. Yeah. Then Yo Gotti signed her, right?
Yeah.
Yo Gotti.
Shout out to Glorilla.
These people stupid. She got on the jet. Yo Gotti was there with a contract and bust down, I think, chain or bracelet or watch something. And she signed the contract. So people in the comments like, she ain't even read that shit. She saw the bust down. It was like, where do I sign that? Like, but I'm like, do y'all think that was the first time that she saw the contract?
Now they're starting to understand Instagram.
Yeah, like it's like, yo, come on, man. Of course she saw the contract before that. That wasn't the first time.
That shit might have been blank pages with just Yo Gotti lyrics.
Exactly. Like, I thought that was dope, though. Congratulations to her. That's a dope move.
And just because Gotti minds his business and is quiet for the most part. One of the best execs in the game, but
low key.
And I think it should be high key.
It should be, but I'm just saying, like they got a nice team over there right now.
Mm-hmm. We give nice QC they props as we fucking should because we love them to death.
Everybody,
but we need to give Gotti the same amount of flowers that we're giving them. Like,
give them flowers.
What Gotti's been doing has been fucking crazy from an exec perspective.
Yeah. Definitely.
And Free does. Doug is still. Did we get an update on his case?
No.
No, I haven't.
It's unfortunate, man.
It is, because I really enjoy him. He's a really good rapper. And I don't really like that new age stuff, but new I like age him stuff. A lot.
4-2 Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fuck with 4-2 Doug.
Gentlemen, what are you guys going to do this weekend?
Me and Rory will be working up to our ears on work.
Great.
I don't know yet. I have no plans, really. It's like the first week home in a while, so now it's kind of like...
Oh, yes, you'll be chilling.
It's like, I just want to like just hear the birds chirp.
Mm. You got birds chirping around your house?
It's how you know when someone smokes too much. They just want to hear the birds chirp.
Yeah.
Do you not live in the world? You don't have birds chirping?
I do not have birds chirping in the morning.
No?
No.
You live right next to a park. How do you not have birds?
I'm not literally next to the park, bro.
You have birds. You have trees on your block.
The park is across the street.
No, I actually don't have trees on my block.
Where do you live at?
I don't want to.
You can say the neighborhood. Like, I'm sure.
On the Upper East Side.
This bird's in the Upper East Side. What the fuck is that?
I have never heard no birds.
What is that? York Park?
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not paying you no mind, Eddie. I don't know what's wrong with you. You have birds on your street. I don't know. In other words, I'm not doing shit. I don't have no plans.
So ladies, hit him up.
No, please.
So ladies, fellas,
hit him up.
God, no, thank you.
No,
nobody
dates?
Hit me.
When's the last date?
Restaurant week is coming up. You got to start planning your dates.
Are you going to restaurant week?
They still do that in New York,
right?
Restaurant week,
loser.
Every week is restaurant week in New York City.
I know.
Just chilling this weekend. Nothing major plan. Maybe I might catch the Yankees.
Wow,
I haven't been to a game yet this season, so catch the Yankees. Maybe if they're here, I think they're playing the Red Sox. I don't know if they hit this
weekend.
Ooh,
so it's going
to
be busy.
So I might catch
one
of those.
I've never been to a Yankees game. I keep meaning
it. Really? Wow.
Yeah, so I might do that. Catch a Yankee game. Chill shit.
You want to know how white I am since we're talking about old stories?
Yes.
You know what I got for my 13th birthday?
Yankees tickets. Signed.
And shout out to my mom. Love her to death. She got me Yankees tickets. We were in the bleachers, but she paid for a happy 13th birthday.
On the screen?
I still have the picture.
On a Jumbotron? Uh-huh. Oh, that's you'll never forget. See, you never forgot it.
And she snapped the fucking picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I never forgot the moment.
Shout out to my mom. That was a great 13th birthday.
Please insert this photo here.
Yeah. Let me text her. I will text her right now and ask if she can take a picture of the picture. Because she just asked me to do the same thing for another picture.
All right, so text mom. We'll talk to y'all in a few days. Y'all be safe. Have a fun weekend. It's supposed to be good weather in New York. Is it raining? Hold on. I got a theory that
it's
rains.
It's not raining tomorrow.
It's not raining tomorrow?
No.
You sure?
It didn't rain last Friday.
It is. No, not Friday. Yeah. Saturday is going to rain though.
They moved it to Saturday. They heard me. They moved it to Saturday. It's going to be every Saturday now.
Yo, Mall's catching up on us.
Enjoy the weather this weekend. If it's nice, summer's officially here.
Yes.
We're kind of in the groove now. We know it's summer. Good weather. So yeah, man. Y'all be safe. Have fun. Take care. We'll talk to y'all in a few days. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No.